This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've got a project or an idea for a project that just needs a little bit of cash so you can turn it into reality, Kickstarter, the crowdfunding website, might be the place for you. Most projects bring in around $5,000. Investors, for lack of a better word, usually get a little something for their contribution, a tchotchke or something. Now, though, some video game companies are using Kickstarter to raise not thousands of dollars, but millions. From KPCC, Ben Bergman reports.
In the 1980s, Brian Fargo created a post-apocalyptic role-playing game called Wasteland that was a critical darling and a cult hit.
What about Wasteland? I mean, they're always asking about it. But I would tell publishers that, and they just didn't want to hear it. So I tried to get a sequel done. I mean, for 20 years, I'd pretty much darn near given up. And then heard about Kickstarter, and I thought, this could be the way to do it.
Fargo says publishers weren't interested in role-playing games. They were looking for the next billion-dollar franchise. The video game he wanted to make was more like an indie movie.
We were a bit of an endangered species. Oftentimes, there would be people that wanted to make the games, and there were people that wanted to buy the games, yet there was a retailer or a money issue between you and them. And so with Kickstarter, which is money, and with digital, which replaces retail, we can now open up that direct relationship.
The vast majority of funders pledged the minimum, $15. That lets them download the game when it's scheduled to come out in a year. If you wait until then, Fargo says you'll be paying at least $30. He initially set out to raise $1 million. That's how much he said it would cost to produce the game he wanted.
And we blew way past that. We blew through that in 48 hours.
Nearly $3 million poured in, and he's not the only designer who's seen Kickstarter gold. A few weeks ago, a game called Project Eternity raised almost $4 million, according to executive producer Adam Brennecke.
We were very surprised. We did not expect that at all.
Though most backers give the minimum, there are plenty more pledging $500, $1,000, even $10,000. They're enticed by premiums. Project director Josh Sawyer says the more you give, the better your gift. Sound familiar?
The whole Kickstarter process can be thought of in some ways similar to public radio pledge drive or funding drive. We really want to keep people enthusiastic and keep them feeling like we're not done. We did hit this goal, but you know, we still have another pledge to meet. We have another goal to attain.
No tote bags here, though. And those donors who give $10,000, they get their own portrait within the game and the chance to meet game designers in person. What no one gets on Kickstarter is a guarantee projects will be completed as promised. There have been scams on the site where projects took people's money and disappeared. There's also the fact that these Kickstarter donations are going to for-profit companies. You take all the risk of an investor without any of the upside. Project Eternity's Adam Brennecke promises that all the money goes into the game.
We are an established company, and we've made these types of games before in our history. So I think that's a level of trust that we have with our fans, that they trust that we will follow through with our pitch and deliver a good game at the end of the day.
To keep funders in the loop, companies post frequent updates about their progress. When we visited Brian Fargo, he was seeing what his backers thought of some of the video game's new theme music.
So far, we've had 86 comments on here already, and all of it's been just incredibly positive. With Kickstarter, a lot of the top talent is going, hey, I could do this myself, because this is a fun existence. I can tell you, we're having a blast here. There's no politics, no BS. It's fantastic.
The tens of thousands who funded Wasteland 2 trust he's onto something. Fargo says with Kickstarter, it almost feels like 1983 again, when he first entered the video game industry, before big money and big publishers came along. Video games are about the gamers again. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bergman for Marketplace.